voters lined up outside polling stations across Lebanon, from Cheka in the north to Marjayoun in the south. Local television stations spent the day reporting voter turnout percentages from each electoral district, and by most accounts, turnout was unusually high. Lebanese police kept vigil outside of polling places as young people from various parties waved flags, donned party t-shirts, and urged voters to vote for one side or the other. Inside polling stations, voters marked their paper ballots behind closed curtains before dropping them into an opaque plastic box. Civil servants overseeing the election then daubed voters' thumbs with indelible ink to prevent anyone from voting twice. The outcome of the electoral battle between the ruling pro-Western March 14th movement and the pro-Syrian Hezbollah appears to hinge on voter sentiment in mostly Christian districts north of Beirut. An unusual alliance between former army commander Michel Aoun, the pro-Syrian Hezbollah, and a powerful Armenian faction could tip the balance in favor of Hezbollah. Aoun quipped a journalist in his usual feisty tone that he thought the election would put a stop to 4 years of political quarrels and end what he called the odd state of affairs in the country. Hezbollah's Minar TV played a patriotic jingle to urge voters to side with what it calls the resistance in reference to its steadfast military opposition to Israel. Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri, a Hezbollah ally, told reporters the election is a referendum of support for Hezbollah and its political strategy. He says that today's vote is a referendum to support the Hezbollah-led resistance and its political views, in addition to supporting national unity and liberation of Lebanese territory. The head of Lebanon's pro-Western March 14th parliamentary majority, Saad Hariri, son of slain former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, urged everyone to vote. He calls on God to protect Lebanon's democracy and make it thrive. All Lebanese, he says, should vote for whom they please because democracy is not something many other peoples around the world enjoy. Dori Shamoun, who heads Lebanon's National Liberal Party, an ally of Hariri, says that the election appears trouble-free and that he thinks the pro-Western alliance has a slight edge.
Generally speaking, it's going on quite well. I haven't heard of any major trouble, which is already a very good sign. On the whole, the percentage of voters is very high, nearly all over Lebanon, something that we haven't seen for a long time. But the atmosphere is good, and as far as we're concerned, I think we will have a slight edge.
Results of Sunday's parliamentary election, the first since 2005, will not be officially published until Monday. Many analysts are expecting a close vote that will result in some form of coalition government. President Michel Suleiman, who is expected to win the support of unaffiliated members of parliament, could tip the balance in favor of one side or the other. After casting his ballot, Mr. Suleiman urged politicians to tone down their political squabbles and help to improve the state of the country. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.